We all know by now that Pharaoh uses Hollywood for secret and subliminal messages like indicating and even predicting 9/11 in many movies years before the attack, in order to spread the message worldwide amongst the initiates of the enemy within. And as I told you already in my film The Pharaoh Show 10 years ago, that 9/11 is probably the biggest pharaonic sacrificial festivity called Enkutatach, celebrated on September the 11th. And the Ethiopians, who have a very big connections with the pharaohs, already look at their faces and their physics. It's not really African they are. Beautiful people, though. And this is 9/11. It's all related to Egypt, ancient Egypt. 9/11 announced in the film The Matrix from 1999. 9/11 announced in the video, the movie Terminator 2 with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Judgment Day. And 9/11 announced before it even happened in the film Problem Child. 9/11 announced long before it happened in the film The Big Lebowski, September 11th, there it says. And I show that in an older video of mine 2 years ago, which you can see here, about this practice and in a film years before 9/11. And all of a sudden they show two birds, each bird hitting one of the towers, and a bird in military lingo, slang, well, it's an airplane, right? And it had nothing to do with the film. They just showed it 2 seconds, two birds flying in the towers, right? That's exactly predicting it, and you know. And so they did in the 2017 thriller, A Cure for Wellness, in which some aristocratic barons in a Swiss castle, high up and hidden in the Swiss Alps, where in a Swiss clinic, the Swiss barons procure the youth elixir for the elite and harvested out of living human beings, who afterwards turn into a vegetative state, no more able to think properly due to the regular blood wash draining their intrinsic life energies. And the real scary thing is that the masters always show humanity in Hollywood movies about the new inventions and scientific progress years before it gets on the market, like cell phones, chips, new helicopters, face recognition, new total control systems to farm the flock, etc. So we all get used to it. And here in this film, Mission Impossible, it shows the new touch screens, like on the Android. Before it even was on the market, you know. And always the new product, new lifestyle, new medicine, or new hidden crimes are already there and practiced on a daily basis, even long before it gets announced in a Hollywood movie, like the railgun here, for all the wannabe Hollywood copycat soldier boys, and even the Templar conspirators in white capes and hidden faces were shown in this recent Swiss clinic youth elixir Hollywood movie playing in a castle in Switzerland. Exactly how this year on my other channel, Homeland Security, I revealed this Swiss practice of producing the youth elixir in a Swiss clinic called La Prairie, in a former Swiss castle visited by the Nazi Templars from the worldwide Swiss Fifth Column, needing human material connected to the Jeffrey Epstein case and his Templar Island, and children disappearing all over since the procedure got discovered in 1998. Everything I told you in my film about the youth elixir is in that Hollywood movie, A Cure for Wellness, which left me flabbergasted. Switzerland is in it, Swiss clinic, Youth Elixir, Nazi Templars, Swiss Castle in the Alps, and Barons. A lot of Barons. And talking about Barons and the Youth Elixir, the US president called his son Baron. And he said that it was a name he always wanted, Baron Trump. And that's a man selling himself as a man for the people through excellent PR and superb rhetorics. Yet, wishing an aristocratic master title as a first name for his offspring, rubbing his bloodline right into our faces. But still, the magic veil of Pharaoh is stronger than the visible, with the average US Trump lovers thinking, well, aristocrats also eat hamburgers, so he's one of us. Look, he even has a hamburger and a fork in his coat of arms. Oh, what a good man. Well, let's analyze the Baron Trump, his coat of arms, his crest, eh? Look, it's all golden here. And why is the hand white, eh? And which hand is it, left or right? Oh, it's the right hand. Well, isn't the right hand is the hidden hand of the Freemasons? And don't they have white gloves? Oh, look at this here. It's got a square here as well, like the square and compass. Hey, so there should be for the concept of four. Well, look, here's the concept of four. There are four rings and a circle is the concept of three. So it's all there for the compass. And it's still at another place as well. So this is a Freemason hand, hey? And they use it as a weapon against us. That's why the spear, the hidden hand and the square. Hey, Mr. Trump, you Baron, hey? Yeah, look, there's a Mason with his white glove, just like in the Trump's his crest. And here's a Swiss cross, eh? Because that's their biggest base. And here's the square, which we also just saw in Trump's coat of arms of the Baron, eh? Look, and here we got the lower part of his crest. Just before we saw the Freemason white hand, while the rest is all in gold. And it is the right hand with a square around it for the concept of four. Oh, so where's the concept of three? Should be there somewhere. Do you see it? Oh yes, look at that. There are three lions. Look at that, three of them. And the lion is one of the symbols of the aristocracy. And it's the one of the signs of honor for the Pharaoh as the Sphinx. Hey? And the three of them, right? And here we got Apis. This is the hieroglyph for Apis. And Apis, just as in the advanced passenger information system, the total control in the US, Apis is the pharaonic bull. And Apis represents the protection of the Pharaoh of Egypt, of ancient Egypt. And nowadays, America is part of ancient Egypt, one of the main bases, the military base of Egypt, as you might say. Switzerland is still the most important one of it all. And so this is why we got the advanced passenger information system. And it's also corporal, you know, all armies, they all have it. Even the SS had it. They call it the, I forgot the name. So it's entirely aristocratic, hey, Mr. Trump here, the man of the people. Hey? He's eating hamburgers and he tells the Americans what they love to hear. And in a way, you know, you'd think it's a very clever worker, you know. A worker, someone of the workers, you know, talking to you because he's telling you what you want to hear, hey? That does good for the heart, which is called the catharsis. This is the technique of the catharsis. They let you hear what you want to hear, and then you're happy, eh? They know us, that they're far superior over us people. So this is also the Templars V, eh? Two times. And at the opening of the pyramid, I showed it in my last video again, and the one before, where the Templars, they opened the pyramid, you see this. Coincidence, eh, Mr. Trump? No, mate, there are no coincidences. And so this is a Templar sign. and they were the grave robbers, the Templars were. And that's why they called a political wing, just like the coat of arms here of Mr. Trump. They called this organization Free Masons. Because the masonry of the pyramid, Mason, was laid free by the Knights Templars. And then this came forward here. So they took it as a symbol, eh? Which we, oh, it's a coincidence. We just find it back here, hey? And so many other things. Oh, what a coincidence, eh? Oh, my dear. Now, and why do the Baha'is have all white gloves, just like Mr. Trump's crest, eh? Oh, I already told you this, because of the color of the New World Order, the Perhet, Upper Egypt, the White House of Pharaoh. That's why the White House in America, and that's why the white gloves, and Mr. Freemason Trump, his coat of arms. The name, word, and title Baron comes out of the Pharaonic Ba, for the everlasting soul, and On for Osiris. Ba-r-on, the soul of Osiris. Baron, Ba-ron. Coincidence? No, silly, of course not. At this level of power, there are no such things as coincidences, and just purely by coincidence naming his child Baron. Because President Trump and his little Baron come from a line of kings of his not entirely Scottish mother's side. See my film here on the Baron's genealogy on my other channel, Homey Land Security. So here you can see how Trump is related, yeah, Trump to the King of Norway, the actual King of Norway. I'll show you the whole thing. So here's the last name on the Trump side, and here's the King side. And from the previous picture, here the last name, Anna Munro. So remember this name, you'll see it again in the continuation. So there she is again, Anna Munro, number 14, and here number 25, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, and under him you got the Baron. And as you could see just before, well, there are quite a few Barons in his bloodline, eh? And Earls, and even Kings, King Stuart or something of Scotland. So just before we saw how Trump is related to the King of Norway, and now we can see here how he's related to the Queen of Denmark. This is the Queen of Denmark. Look, the crown and all these Templar crosses and all that. Hey, and look, this is from Trump. Look, there's an Earl of Sutherland, the Countess of Sutherland, the Earl of Huntly, the King James of Scotland. It's all in his ancestry of Mr. Trump. Hey, that's why there's a Baron. It's going to rule over you with all these barons. Robber barons they are. And they're filthy rich too. Look, and it goes on. Number 3, Jane Gordon. That was the last one in line. Remember this one, Mary McKay. Again, of course. And it's all, you know, from this side. You know, the Royal Danish Royal House. It's all, it's related, you know, with, you know, look here. They have ancestors like the Prince of Wales, King George of Great Britain, King George I, Princess Sophia of the Palatinate, you know, the Palatines, eh? King George III, Prince Edward. These people, they're all pharaohs. They only marry with each other. And you think he's going to save your ass? Come on. So the Baron and the Trump guy, they are entirely pharaonic, aristocratic, from his mother's side, as you have seen here, and from his father's side. If I don't forget, I'll put the link in the description. So here you can see him doing the Freemason hand again here. Here you can see the compass behind him, because it's all Freemasonry, the World Economic Forum. He is with his ancestors from Switzerland here. So from his father's side, Trump comes from the Swiss Palatines next to Switzerland. in Karlstadt, Germany. See this film here on my channel, Hatzefratz. And since we talk about Trump's German ancestry, Adolf Hitler also made Germany great again. After a terrible economic depression with small German children dying of hunger, so millions of simple German workers became communists here with their Antifa flag, meaning we share what we have. So at least the children have enough to eat, instead of the aristocracy eating it all, while the children are being murdered by Pharaoh's aristocracy. And these are the real origins of the Antifa, and not at all the terrorist image Mr. Trump gave to them. Eh? You understand? It's the aristocracy against the people, and they lie. Then Hitler made new laws in 1933 and the very same year when the Antifa were founded, which I've shown you in some pictures back. 1933, to lock 1 million German communists up in the concentration camps, saying they were terrorists, and slowly kill them. Just as Trump recently made the same law, putting the Antifa communists on the terrorist list to get rid of the opposition, enabling sending US citizens to the Guantanamo concentration camp, where they will get tortured, slowly squeezing the life out of them. Slowly squeezing the life out of them. Slowly squeezing the life out of them. Just as Trump does with Julian Assange. Instead of sending his barren pal of the royal rapists to the Guantanamo concentration camp for some ancient, aristocratic, pharaonic waterboarding sessions. Yes, people, waterboarding is an ancient practice by Europe's nobility from the medieval times. Same practices as today, same people doing it today and back then. Pharaoh. Hell yes, we're back in the Dark Ages with that new Swiss Templars plague. Children disappearing in castles, legal torture by thugs in fancy uniforms, and bloody barons giving the goddamn orders to torture people, while smiling and waving at the crowds. The switcher. They're all the same pharaohs, these politicians, whether Democrats like Obama or Republicans like Trump. Democrats is what they do, and Republicans is where they do it. It's all Templar's horizontal rule of their new political system called the New World Order nobility rule of barons and such. Democracy is what they do, and the Republic is where they do. This is the total joke of Democrats and Republicans. And as the Republic is of course more stable than the different waves of democracy brought by a new face president every time, Republicans tend to be more conservative than Democrats, because the Republic basically doesn't change. And the Republic will always survive the presidents who come and go, whereas the outward face of the democracy slightly fluctuates up and down, left and right, through all its different presidents, but with its pillars, the Republic, quite rigid, unmovable. Get it? This is the difference between Democrats and Republicans. Me, myself, I'm neither left nor right, but rather straight ahead. And it is a fact that only the communists stood up against the Nazis. But Hitler and his Swiss gang took care of them quickly, using false flag attacks to criminalize this opposition. And in today's America, only the Antifa stood up against the endless killings on defenseless US citizens by Nazi elements within the blue uniformed gang. And President Trump took care of the only opposition by issuing this new law based upon false flag looting attacks, falsely attributed to the Antifa opposition. Same technique, same bloodline, same secret organization. History repeats itself. And just like Adolf Hitler, Donald Trump never pays any taxes. Real man of the people, huh? Both of them sucking off the people and get filthy rich, stealing from the people through tax evasion. Hey, Swissy, tax evasion. You're an expert in that, eh? You Swiss Templars. At the end of the war in 1945, Adolf Hitler was one of the richest men in Germany. Forcing by Nazi law for all Germans to own at least one copy of Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, for every German household, through which Swiss sleeper agent Hitler earned himself a mighty big buck, more than enough to spend the rest of his days in abundant comfort in Argentina. And also over all the royalties, over the billions of German stamps with Hitler's face on it, Adolf got himself very rich. Now you can read the whole story here. After Hitler came to power in 1933, couples who married during the Nazi state were given a copy as a wedding gift. The book eventually became a bestseller within Nazi Germany, selling almost 12 million copies by the war's end. And to keep it all in the family, Hitler issued in 1934 a new law that the Führer, Chancellor of Germany, was entirely freed from all his tax debts. You can read it about the tax evasion. So it's exactly the same story as Mr. Trump. It's tax evasion, get rid of the communists, everything, and make Germany great again. It's the same family, the same ones doing it. They're all Nazi Templars people. Here's a question the barons of Trump can answer you very well. Now, where does the word royalties actually come from? Answer, look up in history who invented taxing the people anyway. And it's therefore no aristocrat in the entire world will ever pay a single dime in taxes. Make America Great Britain again. Oh, jolly good old chap.